Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, folks. Thanks for joining us again on the Doggy Pod. I'm Dr. Rob Zammit, and here with my friend and producer.
Thank you. Nice
who's
intro,
about
Rob.
To tell you who he is.
Yeah, no, nice intro. Yes, I am his friend. You were great, Rob. That's good. You're like an old pro at this. How many episodes have we done? About 170 plus.
You're supposed to come in straight away and yes, it's me, Stephen Peters.
I am his friend and producer, Stephen Peters, and thank you.
He's just too famous for this.
Thank you again for joining us. Hey, guess what? We were number two in Bulgaria last week, the Doggy Pod podcast. So we are absolutely going off in the Eastern European countries for some reason. But anyway, so we got a slightly a different episode, a little bit unusual episode this week. For regular listeners, you may remember, I think it was about a year ago, maybe a year before, I put Dr. Rob on the spot for the alphabet of dogs, the A to Z of dogs, or A to Z, depending on what you say, where I would just give him a letter and he had to come up with something that was really interesting about dogs, about using that letter. So
you actually gave me the word last time. Are you doing that this time?
No, I'm not going to do that this time. I'm going to put you on the spot because we had a good response, and I think people like you being put on the spot, to be honest, just to see just how smart this guy is supposed to be. You know, is he as smart as he says he is? Well, we'll find out.
He certainly is not.
So what we're going to do this time is I'm just going to give you a letter, and you've got to come up with something. Like, you know, say I said S, you might say, or short-haired pointers. Okay, so a short-haired pointer is blah, blah, blah. Now, you can't use that now, of course, because I've already given that one away. So you've got to come up with something and then tell me something interesting about it, okay? So I'm pretty sure you remember what all the letters of the alphabet are.
I remember those. I don't know. I remember the topics we've already covered.
Yeah, I've got the list of the topics we covered last time.
Okay, that works for me.
If you double up, I will be the first to let you know. Sorry, you've already given us your wisdom on that one.
A thorough spanking and off I go to bed.
Yeah. So I guess, are you ready? Enough preamble.
Let's do it. I've got the first one in mind.
Would it mess you up even more? No, because I'd probably forget which letter I was up to. I was going to say I might even mix up the letters, but then I'd forget where I was. So that's okay. So, and you've just got to tell me, something interesting about. Well, let's get straight into it. A, give me A.
Straight away, I did think of it. Agility. And why do you do agility? What is agility? It's an obstacle course for dogs. And why you do it? Your dog enjoys it so much. He's working with you. Dogs are meant to work with humans. All dogs, doesn't matter the breed, they're all bred for a purpose. They have various different conformation, that's because of the functions that they've been bred for. I mean, only one breed of dog has ever been bred to be purely a lap dog, and that's the Pekingese. But all other breeds are bred for some function, and agility allows them to bring out that instinct and go and do some work with their owners. So they just love it. So for goodness sakes, join an agility club near you and get to work with your dog.
Even small dogs?
Even small dogs. Obviously, they'll bring down the size of the jumps and all other things. It all comes down in size. And, yeah, they'll have – it's not one size fits all. They will help you and train you to train your dogs to do agility. And if you go out to some of the shows, the agility shows, you'll see them in all shapes and sizes doing it and just having fun. It's not about winning the trial or anything like that. It's really you and your dog against the course.
Your dog
it's
will
great.
Love it. Okay, B. Oh, B. B. B.
Well, barking. Did we do barking last time?
We did. We spoke a little bit about barking, but I don't know. Have you got something else you want to say, or do you want to go to another B? Up to you.
No, barking. Barking's good for me.
Okay.
Because it's still one of the biggest nuisances in our society for dogs.
Absolutely. You know,
years ago, we selected for dogs that would bark. People would come to our camps or coming to our campsites or coming to our homes later on. We'd want the dog to alert that there's someone out there. Nowadays, a dog that's alerting may cause a lot of problems for a lot of people in surrounding houses or units. So we don't want our dogs barking. They become nuisance barkers. Council will come down on you and you'll get fined severely. What can you do about it? It's almost, agility does that for you. Find something that your dog wants to do work-wise, be it agility, be it herding, be it obedience. Train it to listen to your commands. And the dog now is working with you and being satisfied. Some exercise goes a long way. And when you're away from home, make sure you've got plenty of things for the dog to do at home. Those treats that you can put inside, those funny little
They keep doing this. So when they're barking, they think they're being helpful. Right.
Oh, absolutely. They're doing it for a purpose. They can hear things outside and they're letting you know that they're hearing these things and you should be aware that they are there. So, they're helping you in some way. And so it's important to satisfy the dog so he's not always barking, that it's okay to have noises outside. You've got these things to play with. Some people even build mazes for their dogs to run around in the backyard.
So
it's quite amazing. Give your dog some industry or he'll find his own and he'll bark.
Okay, C.
Canine. Why are they called canines, Stephen?
Why are they called canines? Is it from the Latin canis ninus, ninus?
Not that I knowest. Canine are a big, big family. There's quite a few species in the canine family. And our own domestic dogs, Canis familiaris, there's quite a lot of breeds.
There you go.
I
was right. Canis familiaris. Yeah. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah. And it's because of the teeth. They have four big teeth, two up top and two at the bottom, called canine teeth. And that defines them as canines. It's those. Yeah, and we have canine teeth. We're not canines, but we actually have them as well. Other species have them, but dogs have them in a very prominent way. Cats have them too, but they're feline. They can't be canine because that's dogs.
All right, that means we're up to D, and you can't say dog, okay? D.
Distemper, yes, distemper.
What's distemper? I mean, I know, I've heard of it. What is it?
It's a virus that attacks dogs. It attacks their dog's intestinal tract, the respiratory tract, and even their brain and nervous tract. Dogs that recover from distemper are often left with seizures afterwards and a lot of problems if they recover, because most dogs succumb to the virus and die. And people often ask me, surely we don't need to vaccinate anymore. Well, last year I had a case of distemper. I haven't seen it for years. But if you don't vaccinate, you'd never see the benefits of vaccinating. It's not like, I'll give you a vaccine. You feel stronger and better and you can fight things. You don't know it. When you don't vaccinate, and look, I understand anti-vaxxers, and honestly, I do understand them, and I can get their case very often. But with distemper, it's not like smallpox in humans, where smallpox is no longer on the planet, so you don't need to vaccinate. It's only in research laboratories that have smallpox. But as far as distemper is concerned, if you don't vaccinate, it will raise its head and kill puppies. And it's just a dreadful, dreadful disease. You see, discharge from the eyes and all sorts of things.
So your vet would recommend you vaccinate against distemper?
I think any veterinarian worth his salt or her salt would say yes, vaccinating against distemper is essential for dogs.
Okay. For Elvis? E.
E. E for ears. Ears.
Well, that seems obvious, but what can you tell us new about ears that we haven't heard?
Well,
before?
We have talked about ears and about dogs' hearing and their ability to hear, how good it is. But people often ask, how often do you clean the dog's ears? And with, like, say, August, I clean his ears when necessary, not all the time. I'm not always continually cleaning his ears every week or whatever. I have a look. So always check your dog's ears. Look at what's normal so that you do know what's not normal. And if you do want to clean them, get yourself a good cleaner, a really good quality cleaner from your veterinarian or whoever you buy your pet supplies from, cotton wool, flood the ear canal, massage, put the cotton wool in and pull it out. Don't go rubbing the cotton wool around and around. Don't put your finger in and rub it around like you're cleaning the silverware. This is a delicate mucous membrane. So if you do need to clean the ears, by all means, do it, but do it effectively and properly.
Actually, on our Facebook page, I think you did a video on cleaning ears.
Oh, I did too, that you can go and have a look.
It's probably still there.
It is.
A couple of years ago, but it's probably still there. Okay, that's E. Now we're going to go to F.
F. Friends.
Come on.
Friendliest breeds. Friendliest breeds. Three or four friendliest breeds.
Give me a couple of the friendliest family-friendly breeds.
Well, we've got to talk. Labradors are in there for sure. They are a very friendly breed. Old English sheepdogs, very friendly dogs. They really love people. They're good with people. Small breeds, the Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, very friendly with people.
They're good with kids, aren't they?
Yeah.
Cavalier King Charles.
And pugs. Yes. Pugs are great too. They're great. Another big breed would be the Golden Retriever. They'd be my top breeds for friendliest breeds. Grooming.
G.
Grooming. Did we do grooming last time?
No, we didn't.
Oh, grooming. Good. Grooming.
Keep it to not grooming for the show ring, but grooming.
No. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in how often do you bath a dog? That's a common question.
Yeah, that's a good
and
one. Yeah.
At least, if your dog gets dirty, bath it. Don't say, I only bathed him last week. Well, he's gone out and played in the mud. Get rid of the mud that's in his coat or you'll end up with diseases. Make sure you bath whenever necessary.
But what's whenever necessary? If they don't get muddy,
Well, August gets done at least once a month, sometimes a bit more often if he's out playing in dirt and really... Well, the other day I took August swimming. We went down to a sandy beach. And so when I get him home, he gets washed. A whole bath, get rid of the sand because that's going to irritate him. And so when necessary, if I take him down to the beach again this weekend coming, he'll have another bath, just a week apart. So
every few weeks.
Yeah, I do recommend because you get rid of the excess scurf that can lead to bacterial infection in the skin. Keeps them clean. A dog should be clean. Cleanliness is...
Can you bath them too much?
Oh, you could bath the oils out of a dog if you overdo it. But, show dogs get bathed once a week. But just remember, cleanliness is next to dogliness.
Okay, which leads us to H. H for Harry.
Harry, I don't know any Harry. We had a dog called Harry once. Herding.
Herding?
Yeah, herding. A lot of dogs come from herding background and ancestors, and even some of the dogs that wouldn't even realise go back to herding dogs. But why even mention herding? Because nowadays, again, in just about every Western capital city on the outskirts, there's usually clubs that will do herding for your dog.
You talked about this the other week.
This is industry for your dog. If you're wondering why your dog's looking for something to do, it's because you're not satisfying his or her natural instincts. And herding, as I said, I think I said last time, my friend Cesar Milan, he took a Rottweiler herding once, and that calmed that dog right down. That dog was a nuisance dog, not an aggressive dog, but just a nuisance dog. Well, Caesar took this dog herding once a week, and lo and behold, it just satisfied something in that dog, and he became a great family pet. As I said, think about your dog's needs and satisfy them, and you make a better family pet out of your friend.
Okay, which leads us to
I. Well, look, it's while we're recording this, it's now summer where we are. And so what happens in summer? What do we see a lot of in veterinary clinics? Itchy dogs. Yeah, we see in summer. It's you see a lot more itchy dogs in summer than you ever do in winter. And if it's wet and hot, it's even worse because the moisture in the coat allows bacteria to grow and the dogs get really itchy. So what do you do about it? Again, bath regularly and think about what to bath in. You know, talk to your vet or talk to your... The vet nurses know even better what you could bath in. If your dog's constantly scratching, you've got to get to the vet because it's probably an infection in the skin and an allergy is driving that. The most common allergies, especially in the summer ones, are different plants that we see in the environment, various grasses. In Australia, we have a lot of buffalo grass, and not so common in America, buffalo grass, but it causes a lot of itchiness in dogs. So watch out for that. Vines, any vine at all, will cause your dog to scratch. If your dog doesn't have to come in contact but just goes near them, that can be enough to cause your dog to scratch. And look at various bushes and trees. Do some study. You know, this is where Dr. Google can be helpful. Find out what the plant is and, you know, do allergies develop in humans with those plants? Because if they develop in humans, it'll develop in your dog.
But all dogs itch, right?
Yeah, but it's not the one that just stops and has a bit of a scratch now and then. You know, once a day, a little scratch. That's okay. Yeah, I'm talking about the dogs that just don't. They're constantly scratching. Now, so much at night that they keep their owners awake, even if they're outside. You can hear them scratching all the time. Mm. You know, red skin and flame skin, you're in trouble. And something needs to be done. Lots of good drugs these days. Lots and lots of good drugs with minimal side effects that can help an itchy dog.
Okay, here's a tricky one.
Jalen Hurts. No, he's the quarterback for the Eagles. That doesn't count. Well, I'm just thinking, Jay.
Oh, you're talking NFL.
Yeah,
you?
Absolutely. Jealous. No, sorry. We're jealous. Jealous. Do dogs get jealous? Well, and the simple answer is absolutely yes. Dogs do get jealous. If you introduce a baby into a family incorrectly where the dog's already established, a dog will get jealous of that baby even. Make sure you introduce a baby or another dog or a cat or another animal or another person correctly to your dog to minimize your dog getting jealous. Your dog's certainly, if you've got a dog that's well established, and you know, I know with Banjo, our Australian Shepherd, he's really attached to Ainsley. We have to be very careful when we bring another dog into the house or even a stranger. Banjo will get in between Ainsley and that dog and say, you know, who are you? And what are you doing here? And what's your story? And he eventually calms down and accepts. But yeah, dogs do get jealous. Just think about that, and why shouldn't they?
K. Now, I think I know what you're going to say here. K, go on. Say it.
Well, K's not for canine. Kennel.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say kennel.
Yeah, because people go out and buy these kennels that I really hate, especially when they're made metal kennels are the worst. Yeah, a metal kennel is cold in winter and hot in summer. And yet they expect the dog... They wonder why the dog won't sleep in it. Yeah, a kennel should be, A, insulated in some way, off the ground, not laying directly on the ground.
Yes, absolutely.
And, you know, it's got to be placed in a good area, in the shade in summer, so it's got shade all round, would be an ideal area if you want your dog to be outside in a kennel. Padded, soft, absolutely. And you can get some kennels that are made... I know in Australia we have a guy who makes what's called a thunder kennel. You can Google thunder kennel. And they're for storm-phobic dogs. And they put dogs in there and it decreases the noise by decibels, many, many decibels. So they can be a useful thing. But think about what sort of material it's made out of before you buy a kennel or make a kennel and where you're going to put that kennel. They're important.
L for...
Leash, because we did talk about leashes.
Another obvious one. I'll let you get away with that again. Leash. Well, what is the best leash? What are the rules?
Are there rules or is it fashion that drives you to buy a leash? Some people come in with a chain lead. Worst thing out. Bad for the dog, because if he gets his leg wrapped around it, it'll cut into him. Bad for the human, because if they get their hand caught in it and wrapped around, I've seen fingers of humans broken in chain leads. Absolutely useless things. Make sure it's a good, sturdy lead, leather or webbing lead that you can control the dog with. The lead and the collar have to match for the size of the dog and the type of the dog. You know, people say, I shouldn't use a choker chain. I never use a choker chain, but there's a difference between a choker chain and a check chain. And it's the same thing to look at, but it's how you use it. Any lead and any collar can be cruel if used badly. Used correctly, it allows control of the dog, and that's important. Always check your leads. Don't just say, I bought that lead 5 years ago, it's still going well. Check it for wear and tear, because you don't want to be out on the main street on the highway and the lead snaps and your dog takes off onto the road.
Well, you know, that happened to me once with a dog I had a few years ago, a beautiful dog. Her name was Sally Ann, and she was a lovely dog, but she always used to, we've spoken about this before, dogs that chew on their lead all the time they're leading their master. And she was doing that, and we hadn't realised that she'd actually chewed through it. And then that's exactly what happened. She chewed through it on a busy road, went running across the road, straight under a car. No, she survived. She actually went under the car between the wheels and popped out the other side, popped out the back, covered in oil. But she was fine. So, that's we didn't realise that she'd been chewing away and gone right through it.
Always check every lead you put on. Always check its integrity, that it will hold the dog. And learn to use a lead and collar properly so you can control the animal rather than the animal control you.
Okay, here's a tricky one. M, you can't say mutt. M.
And I can't say mammary glands because not everyone breeds dogs. Memory. Because I was telling someone the story about Strauss.
Memory.
Do dogs have good memories or not? I remember I took him for a walk through this park, which I rarely used to walk. And as we came around the corner, this cat just about charged at us, realised how big the dog was and took off the other way. But really, came at us. And I thought, oh, gosh, that's weird. And there was a few years later, I was walking through this park again, not remembering about the cat, but Strauss did. As he came up to that corner...
A few years later.
Absolutely. His hackles went up and he started coming around. I thought, what did he do? Then I remembered. He reminded me, this is where the cat was. It wasn't there this time, but he remembered. And look, dogs do have great memories. Their memory is more based on smell. They can... I know that person by that smell. I know that person. And they bank it in their memory.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Comes out often again and again and again. Dogs have a very good recall when it comes to things like this. I think their memory is pretty good.
All right, sorry, had to give Dr. Rob just a little rest there. He was he was burning out, the ball.
Pooping out. not like that, no.
Which leads us to
Enfinelli. And
but that's not a dog thing.
And what is a dog without a nose? Hey? In fact, a dog's not a dog without a nose. It's something they can't survive without.
Well, they're big enough, aren't they?
Oh, unbelievable.
They're big enough schnozzers.
Yeah, if they lack hearing when they get old or if they go blind, no big deal. But if their sense of smell goes, then it can be a real problem to the dog. You know, remember, their sense of smell is somewhere between 10,000 to 40,000 times the sense of smell that we have. They can pick up things, and we've seen it in all sorts of dogs, in border security, in drug detection dogs, and bomb detection dogs. The list goes on and on and on. So, yeah, any damage to the nose, don't treat it lightly. Get to the vet straight away because it'll need some TLC. Watch your dog. Don't go bashing on the nose or patting on the nose. Not fair, koala bear, at all.
Old wives' tale that if their nose is wet, that means they're healthy?
Old wives' tale. I mean, yes, they're healthy if it's wet, but they're not unhealthy if it's dry.
If it's not.
You know, on a hot day, especially some dogs love sunbaking, which I don't like them to do because they do pick up skin cancers the way we do. They do too. But if they're doing that or if they're digging a lot, they will have a dry nose. So just be aware of that.
Obedience.
Obedience.
I knew you were going to say that as well because you're a big obedience person.
I love dogs doing obedience. It's great to watch, especially when you see the dog looking up at the owner saying, hey, am I doing it right? Is this good? Yeah, are we a team or not? Hey, look at us. Is this...
What's the difference between obedience and agility?
Look, they're different disciplines. You do have to have some obedience, to do agility. Now, agility is a course where a dog is weaving in and out of poles or going through tunnels or jumping over things, whereas obedience is the dog heeling beside the owner, sits automatically when the owner stops, will drop on command, will stay while the owner walks down the other end of the field.
Gotcha.
All those things. Lots of different things. And again, with that, there's just literally thousands of obedience clubs in countries all around the world that you can join. And it doesn't cost very much. The volunteers love teaching you to teach your dog. And that's what obedience is about. And don't forget, I think I mentioned it before, there was a study that showed that children that did obedience training, or did it seriously with a dog, did better at school. Because by teaching, they learnt how to learn themselves.
Interesting. Okay,
Protection. Protective breeds. What are the protective breeds?
What do you
breeds?
Mean by that? Hang on. What is the... I don't know if this is legit. What do you mean by protective breed?
A dog that will protect its owner without training. Oh, okay. I don't believe in...
Just a naturally
protective dog. And, the Swiss Army knife comes to hand, doesn't it? Yeah, the German Shepherd.
I thought you were going to say German Shepherd.
Well, they're utilities. Yes. They're great family dog, good protective dogs. The Rottweiler and Doberman, equally good family dogs. Well, if you train them, same with German Shepherds, all these breeds, any dog that is a very good protective dog really needs to be trained. Otherwise, they can become dangerous. That's
overprotective, you could say.
Oh, very much so. Well, no one's trained them, so they decide, they make the decisions right through.
Yeah.
Whereas a dog that has that ability to reason because it's been trained, a very different story. You know, they'll still know when to come in and help if it's needed. They also reason that, no, I've been socialised, this is okay, what my master's doing or mistress is doing, everything's fine. So, and any breed will do it. Any breed, Labradors will do it, Golden Retrievers will do it. They'll all have a natural protective instinct in them. But certain breeds lend themselves more to that. And those three breeds, I guess, are the ones that we always think about, Rottweilers, Dobermans and German Shepherds.
Good on you, Oggy. Okay, I've got you now. Q.
Most
quantum dogs.
Quantum dogs? Quirky dogs. What about quirky dogs?
I'll let you have this. What would be the quirkiest dog breed most unusual, say, or quirkiest dog breed you've ever heard of?
Now how do you pronounce this thing? It's a hairless dog, and it's a big dog, and it won Sydney Royal, and I can never remember.
Big hairless dog.
Yeah. Well, it's quite an old breed. It's called a Charlotte's Queenly. I don't even know how to pronounce it properly.
Say it again.
It's spelt X O L O I T Z C U I N T L I. If you look up, it says Sholo Eats Queenly.
And what is that? That's a big hairless dog.
In fact, it was supposed to go back to the Aztecs. This dog it's a Mexican breed. It goes right back to the Aztecs. Really unusual dog. I've seen quite a few of them actually now, and they've even done well in dog shows, and believe it or not, they're quite a unique animal. Definitely.
I'm going to look that up as soon as we finish.
Very quirky, unique animal. That'll do it.
Cool. Okay, then. Well done. I'll pass that. R. What have you got in R?
Well, in R, what have I done?
Rescue, of course.
Dogs.
Rescue dogs.
Dogs that rescue people and people that rescue dogs. So we do know about dogs that need rescuing in shelters, and unfortunately their numbers went up after COVID. So if you're looking for a dog, do think about a rescue dog. Nothing wrong with that. Go and have a look. But also, if you go to a place to rescue a dog, you do need to say to them, look, I'll take it for a week or two, and I need to be able to bring it back if it doesn't work out. Make sure that it does fit into your family.
Because places do that?
A lot of places will. A good place will.
Good to know.
But even before that, spend some time with the dog at the shelter. Because the shelters always want the dogs to go to good homes as well. But so what are the breeds that rescue people? There are breeds bred to rescue people. First of all, the St. Bernard comes to mind with the rum under their neck, little drum of rum. They're still used out there in the snow to rescue people, find and rescue people. A breed that was bred to rescue people in water that are drowning is the Newfoundland. It's as big as a St. Bernard, and they're great swimmers. They'll swim out to people, and the people can grab them by the hair, and they'll drag people back in. And then, of course, we've got all the other rescue dogs that go and hunt people in avalanches or earthquakes, that sort of thing. There are lots of dogs used. If you watch when we've had tragedies like earthquakes, you'll see them out there with dogs
trying
to find people.
That we can rescue them, rescue dogs, and they can rescue us. That's lovely.
Exactly.
Okay, which leads us to S. Sexy dogs?
De-sex them. Smelly. What about smelly dogs? Why is a dog smelly? Smelly for one of two reasons. One, he's rolled in something and brought it home that he shouldn't have. Or more often, there's a skin problem. Maybe they're not scratching all the time, but if they have any infection in the skin, that's bacteria growing there. What is the smell when they really smell? It's the gas coming from the bacteria that are proliferating on their skin. Now, the bacteria are reproducing on their skin and release gas, which is just smelly. So if your dog smells, he's got too much bacteria on his skin and needs a good bath. What sort of bath? Just about any bath will do it. When COVID was on, they said just wash with soap. That would get rid of COVID virus. Mm. Same with a lot of bacteria. Just a decent bath in just about any shampoo. If you want to get real technical, you can get some of the antibacterial shampoos. There's an iodine-based one, which I like, because it really kills fungus and bacteria. So you wet the dog down, put the shampoo on, rub it in for 5 to 10 minutes, the longest 5 to 10 minutes of your life, but it gets rid of the bacteria and then rinse well.
And you won't have a smelly dog. Okay, which leads us to tea.
Teeth. No, we did teeth.
Timid.
What about timid? Yeah, the timid dog. I always feel sorry for a timid dog. And you've got, but
what
you've
can
also,
you do?
you've got to be cautious, because if a timid dog is cornered, it will turn savage. Never corner a dog that's timid. Never corner a dog, full stop. But the timid dog is by far the one that can become dangerous. So don't go cornering him. What can you do? Firstly, form a good relationship with that dog. Make sure that you have a solid relationship. You're the one feeding. You're the one near the dog all the time. So the dog is not timid of you, for starters. The second thing to do is socialization. It doesn't have to be going out to obedience or anything like that if you don't want to, but going to where there's lots of people. I had a timid German Shepherd once, and I used to take him to railway stations and just walk through at peak hour, walk through past all the people, let the people go past. They're in a hurry to get to work or get home, so they're going to stop. I mean, you walk like you're on a mission. You don't walk, you don't sit the dog there and allow him to be inundated with people coming past. You walk like you're on a mission. Keep walking like, oh, quick, I've got to get to the other end of this station or I die. And I walk back. You just walk like you're on the mission. That dog comes with you, and get that dog to focus on you and get used to people. And that does help a lot in getting dogs out of being over timid.
Okay, here's a tricky one. You.
You.
Not Y-O-U, but you.
No. Well, a ewe is a female sheep. That doesn't cut it, does it? Yeah,
that's
E-W. That's
not the right
spelling. No.
You.
I'm just buying time, aren't I? You. Whoa. Unconditional love.
well, that's true. Dogs do give
us
unconditional
love. Yeah, we did this on an episode not so long ago.
Yeah.
And they did show that dogs do have real love for people, for the people that they form a bond with. A dog does have that. It really
it is
does exist. It absolutely is. And I've seen it in people where people have just about starved dogs to death. I'm serious, Stephen. I've near-death experiences with dogs with lack of food that I've seen.
Mm.
And yet the dog still loves that owner. Yeah. How can that be? The dog comes in, I put them on drips and feed them, and the owner comes back and the dog's happy to see them.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. Of course, if you want to prove that your dog has unconditional love for you, get your partner, whoever it is, and get your dog, and put them both in the boot of a car. Come back an hour later, look who's happy to see you.
Okay, probably worth suggesting don't try this at home, folks. Dr. Rob does have some unusual ways about him. Okay, let's go. Oh, here's a tricky one.
Vagus nerve doesn't do it. Sounds weird. Vaginal problems. And fortunately, people are a lot more aware of the fact that if you de-sex dogs, female dogs, too early, you can end up with some really bad vaginal dermatitis and incontinence. And so there's more talk about when to de-sex and when not to de-sex. And a lot of it is because of vaginitis and vaginal problems that dogs have. Certainly if a dog's de-sexed early, a female, before she has a heat, she will not ever develop mammary cancers, whereas you do increase the chances after one or two seasons of having mammary cancers. But by the same token, the vagina and the vulva, if they're never under hormonal effect, they stay infantile. So as the dog grows, they stay very small, and eventually, when they urinate, they can scald the area and cause problems. So something to discuss with your vet. But if your dog does have those problems, you can do something about it these days with hormone replacement therapy. Yeah, just like people, HRTs can help dogs. So if you do have that problem, talk to your vet.
Wobbly dogs.
Do get wobbly dogs, wonky dogs, waggy dogs, waggy tails.
Waggy tail. I'll let you have that. Yes.
Communication with a tail of a dog. People think a waggy dog means the dog's happy. A waggy tail might be, I'm happy because I'm about to come and attack you. It doesn't mean I'm happy to see you necessarily.
But it does mean happy, though, doesn't it, if their tail's
not necessarily. If they're looking at you and growling and wagging their tail, don't expect the dog to come up and just be happy about it. Mostly, waggy tail does mean happiness. You see the dogs wagging their tail and look at their face as much as their tail. That will tell you if they're happy about it. Okay. Obviously, your own dog wagging its tail at you is always going to be a happy thing. But if it's a strange dog wagging its tail, just read the whole body language. Don't accept that a waggy tail means that the dog is happy to see you. It can be almost in a timid dog where the tail's down and almost tucked underneath, but wagging, it's not happy at all. And it's wagging to try and distract and everything else. But, yeah, just watch where the tail is, but look at the whole body.
Okay. X marks the spot.
I do remember X from last time. I can't remember. It was extreme. I thought it was going to be X-rays, and this time it will be X-rays.
What can you say about X-rays? You would have seen a million X-rays in your time.
X-rays and other imaging. I would put all that in. Should have probably done the eye for imaging, but we can do so much with dogs these days with X-rays, with ultrasound, with CT scans, and with MRIs. But all of these cost money. So, if you buy a dog, we can help it with X-rays if it's got a broken leg or just a bit lame and we're not sure, or has a sore tummy, or develops a bad heart in old age. How bad's the heart? All these things can be done for your dog. How much money do you want to spend? Well, think about insurance, pet insurance. Mm. It covers a lot of those. An MRI could cost $3,000 to $5,000 just for the MRI.
There's not much, though. What you're saying is that's happening inside a dog that you can't have a good look at.
Oh, you can image it just about. You can image the brain, but it all costs money. And I just say to people, X-rays and all these things are great, but think about how much it might cost you, and think about, as a puppy, delving into a good insurance company.
Why? I'm not asking. That wasn't a question. A letter.
Why do you want me to? Why?
Yawning. Done with me, Doctor Rob.
Yawning.
Are you bored already? Are you?
No.
Well, it has been a workout for you.
People often say, or the behaviourists say, "Oh, if the dog's yawning, it's nervous, it's afraid." What a lot of rot! Sometimes they're doing because they're bored or tired. My dog will sit there and sometimes have a bit of a yawn. I know it's not afraid or nervous. Every time they'll say yawning is definitely a sign of the dog being upset, nervous, and worried and concerned. And it's just yawning sometimes. Most times, it's just yawning. It's just, why not? Stretch your jaw.
Well, hopefully, nobody's going through that at this stage in this podcast. But we are at towards the end. We've only got one letter left, and I think we all know what it is. And that is Z or Z, depending on how you want to say it.
Yeah.
But that's a sort of sleeping sound.
No, we did that last time. I can't do it this time.
You can't. Come on, Z. Z.
Oh, I know something that Oggy likes to do. Zoomies.
Oh, I know. Yes. You showed me this the other day.
He loves zoomies. And
what are zoomies? Tell everybody what
the dog's just playing with you. He's just excited to be with you. Wants to have it almost like a chase game, like you're chasing him, and they'll zoom around and around you and pick up sticks and run, and you're supposed, and I play the game with him. I chase him a little bit, then I run away, and he chases me, and he never bowls me over, he never tries to bite me on the butt or anything like that. We're playing zoomies. And
so this is a name you've invented, is it? Zoomies.
Have I invented zoomies?
Yeah, I've never heard this before.
Haven't you? I think a lot of dog people know what a zoomie is.
Really?
Yeah. Just the dog's just running for the sheer joy of being with you and running and running. Oggy will do it for quite a long time. He's exhausted. Man, I don't have to do any exercise afterwards for him. He just
zooms around.
He zooms around and has a lot of fun. Yeah, zooming, the joy of being with their owner.
Okay, wow, that was, I'm sorry to put you through that, Rob. I don't think we'll do this again. This is must have been very draining for you.
Well, try to come up with the names without some, I should have.
Especially just, one you have done before, you can't do it, that's a tricky one. Well done, I'm impressed.
From now on,
except for Zoomies.
Come up with a name. Zoomies. I'm going to have to think about Z if we ever do this again. Gosh.
Yeah, no, I don't think we will. But anyway, hopefully people have learnt a few things through the doggy Alphabet. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, as always, please. And if you do want to leave a review, we would love that on your podcast platform of choice. And I think we'll do one more episode, I think, before the end of the year, and then we'll have a little break over Christmas because we're still making our movie. We've got a few more days filming to go, which will happen over the next couple of weeks, but that's all going well.
A lot of people have been asking me about, what's this movie? Where will it be shown?
Well, I can't say too much. It does star our little fella, Oggy. we'll tell everybody next year when we have something else to talk about. But, yes, so that happening as well. So, yes, we'll probably do one other episode, maybe a special Christmas episode in a couple of weeks' time. But thanks again, Rob, and thank you, everybody, for listening. And we will see you or hear you next time. Well, you'll hear us.
We're going to zoom off now. See you, folks.
See you. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.